You know, lady, there's something I think I need to talk with you about in this area in terms of the congregation, which
Is
is,
it going to make me sad?
well, I don't know, but I think it's relevant for being with
How
the people.
I speak?
Yeah, but it's not like I don't know if it's going to affect how you speak. I think you'll, but it's what Tamara talked to me about it. That a couple people had come to her just with concern that, you know, we have people in our congregation who are Republican. And, you know, and I think at the last event, you encourage, or, you know, for a period of time, you were encouraging everyone to watch CNN. And so they think that CNN is propaganda for the left. And so there was this concern about that. Also that
Who's they?
so it was, I think Eliza is the one who talked to Tamara. And I know Sid is also a Republican and has voiced something. Just concerned that there's a like a I
Okay, I
think
already have an answer for it.
yeah. Like I'll
If
just give you one other detail, which is I think also when Vince was speaking and sharing about being in Arizona, he called it Trump land, and
Yeah.
that group of people finds that like disturbing. And I know that, you know, anyway, so I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And I knew I was going to brush against that. I knew,
Yes.
and I chose to do it.
Yes.
I really deliberately chose to do it.
Yes.
And yeah, so let Vince know about that too.
I for sure will. Yeah.
I'm holding my breath.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Dr. Tavakoli sent a video to Monique, which Monique sent to me, and I watched the video, and that video helped me to change, made me more alert to change the way that I'm speaking. And that's my next talk that I'm going to be working on, and how I'm bringing it all into a spiritual perspective,
Yes.
that the good and the bad of this place is still all illusion.
Yes.
That's going to be my bottom line.
Yes.
So I've been working on that talk. It's on little pieces of paper right now.
Yes.
But I'm glad that they got rattled. I know I'm not supposed to be political,
Right.
and I question myself. So in that way, I question myself. I didn't feel like I was being political, but it is a point of view about this world that is sided. But I don't think Gandhi would have let it go underground just so that he wasn't political.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So you can let Tamara know that. Like, if there's so many people suffering, and a lot of it is not having to do with the Democratic or Republican Party, it just happens to do with this president who happens to be a Republican. And the world is saying that there's something terribly wrong. I deliberately chose to talk given that perspective.
Yes.
So let Tamara know that too. So she can come back with these concerns. Tamara probably believes it. So do you have your recorder on?
I do.
Yeah, listen, she can listen to this recorder. I'm not being political, and I cannot be tied down to when I'm seeing something wrong. If this was a Democratic president, I would be saying the same thing. This, I'm not political. This is a thing that happens to be going on in this world. That's real and it's wrong. And so I'm not going to sit back and just do happy talk. That, I like that one. What's his name said that?
Yes.
Happy Talk. So that's my position.
Yes.
I don't think it needs any further explanation, especially after I'm going to work on the talk again. And I'm not here to not bruise people.
Yes.
I think my statement when I'm beginning this upcoming talk is going to be what I'm going to say next will probably confront people, you know, something like that.
Yes.
And she should, Tamara, should be wise enough to have a comeback for these people.
Right.
You know, instead of coming back and trying to correct me. Or,
yeah,
know,
it, yes. And I, and it,
they're just not aware enough, and that's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
I'm not on a hit Trump.
Yes.
I am on speaking the truth.
Yes.
And they're the ones that have the political point of view. You know, if Trump was doing all the right things, I wouldn't bother speaking a thing about him.
Yes.
You know, so they all are still in that land, and they think that's what I'm doing, but I'm not doing that.
Yes.
I'm saying, wake up, you know, be aware.
Yes.
This thing is going on. Trump has made some poor decisions. And that's hard for them to hear because it sounds like it's political. Grasna would like rip it apart.
Yes.
That I do know. He would rip it apart. Okay, is that strong enough?
Yes, totally. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And I knew I was doing that when I was doing it. But, you know, they got this narrow perspective.
Yes.
I wish she could have said something about it.
Yes.
You know, again, Gandhi had to go against it. Martin Luther King had to go against it. And I'm right out of Grasna and Kalindi, and I'm going against what is happening.
Yes.
I'm sorry that she couldn't, you know, help say something like that. But no, I am going to speak the truth. This is affecting our whole mission. Our mission might come down because of this coronavirus. And that I'm not tying that with Trump, you know, our mission fell because of Trump. That's not where I'm coming from at all. But if we're getting poor information and, you know, already all the scientists are saying we started too late.
Yes.
You know, I heard Trump say, I saw a clip on YouTube, and he was talking to a lot of people, and he said, I'm the chosen one. I just burst out laughing. But there's, yeah, I'll let you listen to my talk. I'm not going to run it past you first. I'm just going to get out there and speak. And I knew that some people would get bruised by my statement, but
yes.
I cannot. I'm not political. I have political leanings and stuff. That's obvious.
Yes.
I'm not trying to persuade. I'm telling you, if Grasna was here, he would really call it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's hurting people, his actions. Now they will all have, you know, the... come back on that, you know?
Yes.
But I'm not speaking a political point of view. Mine is more what's right and wrong.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I know they would have a hard time understanding it because they don't have the awareness. So they're going to, Yeah, that's what I did. So what am I supposed to do? Just sit here and not point out the illusions of it all? Do you understand?
I do.
The illusions of it all, and the workings of the illusion behind the scene, it's affecting, you know, and
So that, can you understand? Don't just understand because it's me.
No, I do. I know you're not speaking politically at all. It's you are, you know, you're saying it to help people with their own awareness about just the reality, not just, I mean, the reality of what's going on and the reality of this place, and to help people discern between what's the light and what's the darkness. And so here's darkness that's being, you know, just on a gross level, it's darkness masquerading as light.
Yeah.
He's saying it's all wonderful and it's truth and this and that, and yet, you know, there's a complete unawareness going on of the result, or there's darkness that seems almost intentional, and it's masking itself and as good, and everyone's buying it, basically. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so,
please continue.
Oh, but just that, so to me, it's you're speaking to help people with their awareness about and to discern between the light and the dark. And, you know, use it as an exercise, like to watch the whole political thing going on and use it to discern between the light and the dark, not what's, you know, conservative, what's liberal, what's like all of the whole political realm. That people can so easily get lost in.
So they're political, so that's, they don't have, you know, I'm a master right out of these people, and those people would go against me.
Yes.
Do you see, because they don't understand what I'm saying. Even Tamara didn't understand, and that's still a lack of awareness.
Yes.
She couldn't, like, okay, these people said that, I'm going to go within and meditate on this and try to understand where the lady is coming from. She automatically assumes, you know, their position of, I should not be speaking like this to the congregation.
Uh-huh.
She didn't go within and try to figure out why I'm saying these things.
Yes.
And I made a statement when I was talking about last time. I said, watch the illusion in all of this. And I'm going to say that again this time.
Yes.
Watch how the illusion works. It's so clear. And the illusion is really good at separating everything. So it's separating governors and mayors and presidents and White House and task force. They're all telling us different things. That's the work of the illusion.
Yes.
I'm not, that's not a political thing, what I just said. If it was the Democrats doing this, I would say the same thing.
Yes.
So you let her listen to this whole talk and tell her she has to wake up and get aware. And when some people are like that, why doesn't she have the strength and the spiritual awareness to what I just said? Go within and try to figure out. When Clindy would say things, I wouldn't understand right away, but that doesn't mean I shut her out. That means I had to go inside of her, admit I don't understand, and start to pick it apart and try to understand where she was coming from.
Yes.
How dense these people are. And this is what we're leaving behind. And I'm on the front lines doing it by myself again.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep doing it. And I can't believe what's going to come out of me. You know, just like with Virasana talks. So listen to this one. So Sahara wrote me a letter after one of the worldwide, or I didn't get read many letters after the first congregation day. And she said, Lady, I can't believe you just speak the truth. And I'm going, what the fuck? I've been speaking the truth all along. But see, she always wanted to baby the people, especially from Grassness Energy.
Yes.
Because in those days, people were going wiki-wacky. And she thought it was Grassness Energy, but it was the people. It was not Grassness Energy. So she went about trying to protect the people.
Yes.
Even from Kalindi. So this is just, it scares me because I'm leaving them behind.
Right.
And that's a lot of lack of awareness they have, John.
Yes.
I want you to trust yourself so much because I know you're clear. And, yeah, my heart's beating on this one, huh? Look, they want it. They want to shut me down from speaking the truth, and they want me not to rub people's egos, not to rub against their illusory being.
Yeah.
So, Grasana has a very large audience now, larger than we've ever had with this congregation, and I'm just going to speak the truth. I couldn't believe Sarah's letter. Oh, lady, I can't believe you just speak the truth. Well, that's all I've been doing for years, by the way.
Yes.
So dense. I wish they would wake up, John.
Yes.
I know this mission will get watered down by them. Tamara can hear this whole talk.
Okay.
She can hear how I think, even this section between you and me.
Yes.
You know, this guy doesn't counsel with scientists. And did you hear, and just the other day, I heard him say this on the television about the rioters, and this group of rioters carried rifles, and he said, they're fine people. That's not political. Do you understand?
Yes.
He said the same thing in Charlottesville when the guy crashed the car into the audience and there was rioting and everything. He jammed his car into people and a girl died. He said they're very fine people. He's sending to this underground dark world messages. Now, if they don't have enough awareness to see that, and I'm not political, damn it, I don't know what to do. I don't need to try to explain because they can't hear. I need to talk to the ones who can hear. And Tamara's afraid or something, so she listened to them. I know he's Republican. And so I even thought of Siddhartha. I wondered, how is he going to take this? And I can't help his reaction. Good, I stirred the people up, and now they should start thinking.
Yeah.
Do you know if he had the pulpit right now, what he would be saying? Well, she doesn't know Grasana. Grasna's not going to sit there and say, you know, it's all okay, and the coronavirus isn't that bad, and everything. If you studied this guy, the things that he says are absolutely absurd. I mean, did you hear this guy say, oh, well, maybe we could just inject, cleaning products into us and clean us from the inside out somehow. I mean, he has said absurd things. And everybody's afraid of this man. The whole Republican Party is afraid of this man. There's something terribly wrong. They have no more voice with this man. I don't know if Tamara has been watching the news every night and following this. I have, because it affects this mission. And I've always thought that as a leader, I need to know what's going on in this world and know its trends. And you can't go, well, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say I need to be aware. I don't need to be involved. But this that's happening is an emergency situation for all people of this earth. And if they believe Trump's doing fine, then they can believe that. That I stand up for. They can believe that. But I'm not off. And so what are we supposed to do? What do they expect me to do? Just talk about love and all of that and not provide some spiritual, what it would it be called, insight into this problem? I think if people don't speak up, they're afraid. Wow, how strong I've become. I wish they could be that strong, John.
Yes.
They're underestimating the power of the illusion. And Tamara's a path person. She could have figured out a way to handle these people instead of bringing it to me like it's my problem. Isn't that something?
Yes, it is.
It's scary to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy I stirred those people, Eliza and what's his name?
Yeah.
And Siddhartha also knows of my love, so that's that. Something, huh?
Yes.
Oh, my heart's beating. So just because he's a Republican, I am not allowed to say something's wrong because he's a Republican? That makes no sense to me. Has Tamara, I would ask, Tamara, have you been watching the news? I mean, she's a lawyer. She would figure it out. There's something terribly wrong. And I'm not supposed to speak what's wrong in this world? John, help
yeah.
me out.
Well, lady, I think, you know, just as you were talking about Sarah and this illusory protection of the people, mm-hmm. you know, well, Tamara has that too.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
They got to wake up, John. Look at what's going to happen. They are going to water down this mission. Do you think she still has that? I know she spent years working with it.
It is. I don't think it is as strong as Sarah. But, you know, you also worked with her on always, you know, kind of supporting the underdog. And I think it's there. I can't pinpoint it, but it's in that same area. I also asked her why couldn't she answer strongly back?
Uh-huh.
And she didn't really have an answer for that, but like it shouldn't have to come to you.
It shouldn't have to come to me. I'm glad it came to me, but why I stopped is it shouldn't have to come to me because she should have taken care of the problem.
Yes.
So she doesn't have enough awareness to take care of the problem, so she thinks I'm the problem. And so she wants to bring it to me because she can't see this view that I live in.
Yes.
They're not connected, John.
Yes. It's yes, it's true. It is true.
And if they don't, you know, this is the position that I also within myself took. If they don't like what I say, and, you know, I'm my own worst enemy as far as what I say, and I labor for my God, I labor over every single word that I say. They don't have to listen to me.
Yes.
But I'm disappointed. I have no protection out there with these weak leaders. Do you see what her opinion is that I also did something wrong and she wants me to correct it, and please don't do it for this next day.
Yes.
That's where she's coming from. It's so disappointing. I've been so bold over these years. Look at, I call a spade, and still they don't trust me. You know?
Yeah.
I had to go after all those leaders' illusions and straighten our mission out, and still they don't trust. I'm not saying that everything I say is correct, but it's great. And this is what Kalindi put up with also. And all those leaders that went against her, she was dragging them. And they went against her. They were yes in front of her, which the people are yes in front of me. But then behind the scenes, it's a whole different story. You know, and I'm going to say something about Shar in this upcoming day. I might say it, I might not. But this is what I mean. This is a master working with a disciple. And it's real clear, I don't know in what section I put it, that Shar's problem was that she was bringing the people to her. And Kalindi's making it very straight that bring the people to the lady. But she, and I went in my library, I wish I could find it, but I don't have the time to search it for it again. It was some kind of sourcing statement. I don't think it got all the way to sourcing, though. And Kalindi was saying that all of the masters of our future are not going to bring the people to themselves. The masters of the future, and which we don't even have yet, that I can see. Anyway, all of those masters of our future, whoever is a master, they have to bring the people to Kalindi, to Garasna, and to the lady, not to themselves.
Yes.
And then I was talking to Monique about it, and if I do this, I'm going to, because we're straight out of Garasna and Kalindi, and look at how weak these people are. Here was an opportunity for Tamara to wake up and have some strength, and just this, she buckles. She doesn't even stop to think. She automatically thinks that's true, what these people said, or didn't reflect on anything very deep at all. And so then what Monique was saying, when I told this to Monique the other day, I think about Kalindi saying you bring the people, that's when I understood Shar's real problem. But it's a real problem in that she was bringing them to herself. She did it with the 2G people, and she did it in continuous ways, which I already listed all of them at some path day. There's a long list, you know, the 2G people, change our name, change the meditation hours, you know, water. She wrote me a letter, and she deliberately watered down the slideshow.
Yeah.
It's a very grave illusion. And Tamara doesn't stand up to anything. And I've had to stand up by myself for all these 10 years and straighten this thing out. So that by the time I leave, it's back. Well, right now, it's back on course, John.
Yes.
We have it back on course somewhat.
Right.
But we don't have any of the leaders popping through.
Right.
None of the leaders are popping through. You know, what's her name? Rachel by my side all these years, and I'm speaking the truth all of the time, and I'm using her as brainstorming and all. And look, she didn't do her transformation. Tamara didn't do her transformation, so of course she doesn't have the strength to go against these people, not against them, but to sit down and herself first figure it out and then have a very decent but in the truth response. She can't figure it out because maybe she hasn't had the discipline of figuring it everything out for years, but she just lacks the awareness, and this is very scary what I'm leaving behind. And you know what? It's not my problem. I know where I am, spiritually speaking. I can see where people are not, spiritually speaking. she doesn't have that point of view. She has personality likes and dislikes and things like that. She can't really help people through their illusions. She helps people in a really shabby way, which we caught, you know, I caught that. Yes, she missed this opportunity to stand for the truth. Rachel's not there. Tamara's not there. How many years do I have left? 10 years. Neither of those women did their work. And I read something else in a letter from Clindy, or some kind of, it might be in one of my retreat piles, or where, again, Clindy was saying, and what's her name? Rachel didn't do it. So all these people, it's honestly scary for me. And, you know, the mission is going to go on. And if they water it down, it's not my problem. I won't even be here. But I'm not speaking from that point of view. I am speaking, it's not my mission. And if it's going to get watered down, Groslin has a backup plan. And all these people will take birth again and be born back into his backup plan. You know, so he might just let it fall apart. Because these people are not making it. So then we've got a Piper-like organization. Look at what I did with Piper also. I am asking for let go, give up, and surrender. I'm not asking for a right organization. I am asking for surrender. And they don't surrender their opinions. They have judgments about each other. I'm going to create a whole month once I get out of this, where I'm not going to allow the people to speak to each other about each other at all. And then that's going to force them to look at their minds that have all these kinds of judgments and blah, blah, blah about people. And they will not be able to speak it. They will own it themselves, and they will learn about the trap of the mind. Because the mind goes on and on and on, and so many illusory thoughts. I'm so tired of it, John.
Yeah.
And so no helping anybody for a month. But see, they form opinions about people. They form judgments about their people. And then they think they are right. With no meditation, not one of these leaders ever came to me and said, "Lady, I'm seeing certain illusions about this certain person. I want to run it past you, or I want to involve you." Not anybody ever said that. They all are running their own show from, they're dominated still by lack of surrender to God. They're not embraced all the way in thy will be done. And they all think that their illusory self has the answer. So, people like Sarah, she can hold the people and everything, but what's going to happen in our future? She's just holding the people. It's going to be a Piper scene, John.
Yes.
Now, in all of this time, I've never hardly said anything about the Trump scene. But, I had to go, well, why am I saying this? If Hitler was running this country and he was a Democrat, I would be saying the same thing. These people didn't grow up with Grosna, John. I know his mood. He said to me, "Lady, you prayed for my mood and I gave it to you." That was around 1988. Again, he was in the chair. We were having no conversation. I was on the floor cross-legged, just going within. And he turned to me and he said, and I was so shocked when he said that. They just think, and you know, I think it was, who was it that said, I think it was Juan, who said, they think I'm an advanced leader. And I'm starting, at first I pondered that, I wasn't, what? And then I started to see why he said that. I started to understand it. I might have just 5 years yet, John, and these people are still doing beginning work. You won't break free just by holding the mission together. And where are the masters who is going to help everybody in our future? You know, they will clobber you, John. Daniel's strong. He's very, very strong. Bartleby is down the tubes. I give him one simple piece of guidance, and he blew it again. I cannot. And, you know, I had severe guidance. Monique had severe guidance. This is one simple, very easy, brainless guidance, and he blew it. So this is who we have on the path?
Yeah.
So I'm glad Tamara's going to hear this.
Yes.
And those other leaders can hear this too.
Okay.
And Vince and Juan can hear this too.
All right.
I'm not here to water anything down. I am, you know, I've already said it all, so I'm just repeating myself. That was good that you brought that to me. I go silent because I'm still pondering very deeply. What else in it do I have to say? And so I have a retort to it all. I just have to write it up. I've got tons of little thoughts about it all. And I was ecstatic when I came to that point about it all. So, wow, they want it easy. They don't want things to be ruffled. God damn, breaking free means you're going to get ruffled, damn it. And they've had it so easy for so long, just holding the mission and, you know, crying a little bit once in a while. And I can't believe that I'm still working on basic stuff, how people should be treating each other. I cannot believe, John. I go, wow, this is what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Just begging them to be kind to each other? They are so far away, John. So, this recording can go to the two masters.
Yes.
I want a response from them. And these people like Katie, Tamara, Sarah, the whole mission, the whole path can hear. But I want, when I take a Tuesday night, they'll hear this whole talk, John.
Okay.
You know, we'll do it then.
All right.
And they're all asleep, and they're judging from sleep. I'm astonished, actually, just astonished. And I know I am home. And I have nothing to prove, and I can see where they are not. And they just, and those people who didn't surrender to God around Kalindi, I know that she died prematurely, John, because they did not surrender. They did not surrender to her, to her guidance, and to Grasness, thy will be done. So this is just a more subtle version of not surrendering, and so this is what they're left with, you know, that type of thought or lack of thought. I mean, I had Sharon ask Monique a question like, what was the question? Sharon asked Monique, I gave guidance that these 2G people shouldn't wear, women shouldn't wear makeup. So she calls and asks Monique a question similar to, can you help me understand the purpose of not wearing makeup? And I thought, oh my God. That's where people are. I never ever asked Clindy, what is the purpose of me having sex with a man 800 miles away and coming back the next day? I never asked questions like that. She, you know, I had to throw Grassman's Ramakrishna book, which I treasured. He had the Gospel, which is really a hefty, hefty book, and Grassman actually liked Ramakrishna. And at a break-free scene in Hawaii, she had me throw that book in the trash. I didn't say, but Kalindi, this is Grassman's book, but Kalindi, this is Ramakrishna. I took that book, and with a power, we went outside, there was a plastic trash can, I held the book above my head, and I threw it in the trash can. Immediately. These people are asleep. I don't know what to do. I have nobody helping me. You help me. Monique helps me. Daniel helps me. And that's it. You know, give this talk, we'll let Daniel listen to it later, so I don't need to disturb him on a Tuesday night. Well, on a Tuesday night, he'll hear this talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grossman just said enough for Kalindi and just took her out of here. I know that to be true. And she stopped drinking water. She put, I don't know, 12 glasses of water on her dresser. And she knew that she would die if she didn't drink that water. So there was the temptation to drink water, and she didn't drink it. And I'm glad she's not here. I would really love her to be here, but I'm glad she's not here in this mess. You know, they don't do it for Kalindi. They do it for themselves. And they all think they love Kalindi, but they don't surrender. They don't surrender to also what Kalindi is asking of them, love people, to what Grasna is asking, love thy neighbor, whatever his famous statement is on the crucifix or whatever, wherever he was. They don't surrender to what Grasna wrote in the, if they would just study Grasna's sign book and keep surrendering to the guidance in that sign book. They're all deeply enmeshed in their separate will being of illusion. And it's got all kinds of spiritual dressing to it. I'm not seeing their true selves come forth within, you know, it would be a different scenario going on here if we could get that coming forth. And I know I've talked to you about this a lot, and we say we have to do these programs. I didn't do one stupid program. I didn't do an ashram. I didn't do GB work. I didn't do ego work. And this is 20 years later. So, yes, it's okay for me to be impatient. Daniel carries a love that none of them carry, a love for God that can be transmitted. And whenever I correct him, he just is grateful in the moment and changes in the moment. And I don't need long talks with him. And you know, I've been thinking about this Piper thing. I almost said it earlier, you know, you guys are watering down this mission into a Piper thing, and you won't even know it. It is scary, but again, it's his mission, and he will take care of it however he is going to take care of it. And I'm going to be out there with Kalindi and Grasna, and you come home, John. Monique, come home. Daniel, come home. Okay. Is that okay, John?
Yes.
What we just went through?
Yes.
All right. So, okay, everybody. You know, I can't do your path for you. I did let go. I did give up. I did surrender to the will of God. And that's all I needed to know. Does Garasna want me to do this? Yes. I surrendered over and over and over again, and I'm surrendering to my destiny. And you are all the beneficiaries of my destiny, but you are all hanging on. So, if a few make it, so be it. Great for those few. They will make it home. And I cannot see who they are. I know John can move fast with me, and his awareness clicks right into my awareness, like a blink of an eye. There's zero work. And all of you are making me work too hard. John never makes me work. Monique never makes me work. Daniel never makes me work like this. Monique and I work together to help the people. I should not be teaching you kindness and how to truly care for each other. I should not be doing that. But I've said to myself 1,000 times over, oh my God, if that's what they want me to do, if that's where they are, then that's where I have to be. Because you guys just won't budge and go further. I would love to be in ecstasies with you. I would love to share volumes of Kalindi with you. You have no idea who she truly is. And I've got a whole bin downstairs that I've never even opened until this last retreat because I had forgotten all about it. And Kalindi wanted me to have all of this material talking about her transformation and what she did here and what she went through here. But you will sit and listen and enjoy it, but you won't do it. And how many times have I said to you, just do it. Just change those bad habits. You can just let go. And Sarah, John said you still had remnants of this thing of protecting the people. God damn it. Well, you know what? You're letting the people sit in illusion because you don't have the spiritual strength. You just want to be a mother for the people, a mother in the illusion for the people. You can't carry them into the truth. You've got your position, and you're tight in your position, but will you really help somebody deeply get free of something? You know, I'm shorthanded. Char fell off. You know, she's supposed to be first disciple. I think my first disciple is you and Monique. You both have behaved like disciples that I can recognize. You have heart also. These people, a lot of them lack heart, John. You have so much heart with me. Monique and Daniel have so much heart with me. They take every which way I am. It's amazing to have these types of relationships. That's possible for so many more people, but I'm not seeing it, and I'm not going to be here. I have a sense. I don't know. I'm begging. Kalindi said my best years would be in my 60s, 70s, like Prabhupada. Well, this is in my 70s. My 70s are nearing an end. And I know that terrifies you. But you will be strong, John. And you know, if it gets so unruly, just keep freeing yourself. Don't let them pull you into all of this type of muck. And you know what? They all got to grow up. And they lean in to help. This is another thing that's driving me crazy, John. They don't know how to help themselves, partly. They don't make the right choices. How did I get it figured out? I know I have a special destiny, but that doesn't make my path any easier than anybody else's. The destiny is special. I had to do the same work as everybody else. Why don't we have more true masters? Yeah, this was very scary for Kalindi. And people have been dragging their feet. A lot of people on the path still don't put the path work first. Simon has never put the path work first, and I'm very disturbed about that. I'm very saddened by it, because that man could go home and that man could actually make it in this lifetime. But I haven't seen him put the path first or put his spiritual work first. I think Blaze is making it, and I think Jenny is making it also. Every single thing I tell Blaze to do or not to do, she does it. I told her, read the radical path this way. Now listen, everybody, to this way. And I've explained it to the path before. So you're supposed to read a chapter of Garasana. This applies to, well, first of all, the whole book is covered in what I'm talking about, but there's certain chapters that we have audio for. So for those chapters, first of all, she has to read that chapter. Then she has to listen to Garasana speaking that chapter. Then by doing that, she will see how much of her own mind she right away develop concepts about or thought about as she read Garasana. And then hearing Garasana adds another dimension, and then she could see where her mind went in, and she put her own self or her own ideas in there. And by listening and reading to Garasana, she got straight into Garasana. And then she had to read, after listening to Garasana and going through that experience, she had to read it again. So she could really understand a Garasana without getting her own mind in the way. And I've asked the path to do this. I don't know if they've ever done it. She's done it two times. They're not students of the work of Garasana. They're not students of even something so simple that a third grader could grasp what's in that sign book. I don't know if anybody's reached mastery over themselves. And we're late in the game, very, very late. I think Kalindi used to say that. We're very, very late. She used to say things like, and this world is waiting for your mercy, or depending on your mercy, but I mean, I can't believe that my first 10 years was straightening the mission out, and then there's all these houses and the big mess with Audio House and yelling and screaming at each other and, you know, attempting physical violence with each other. I mean, it's insane. And these are spiritual seekers? And this was only, what, 2 years ago that was going on? And these people think they're going home? David Swanson was so gentle, and he had to go through every single day of his transformational life, starting with Grasna pain, physical pain. And he knew the reason he did it is and accepted his destiny is because he knew who Grasna is. Like Jesus knew who the Father was. And that's why he said yes to his destiny. David Swanson knew who the Father was. That's why he said yes, because he knew Grasna was here to take people home. Do you care for people at that level? Get out of your pettiness, please. How many times have I said please to the people? What sacrifices have you made? True sacrifices. I saw what he went through, and I'm the last of those three. Well, I'm part of them too, and I'm the last one that's here is what I'm trying to say. And I'm turning the mission over to all of you. You have good intention, but you're not breaking free. Yeah. I don't know. For example, I would be happy if Lonnie took Lauren out to have a cup of tea and just be girlfriends together. But no, now Lauren's separate and they're, you know, so problem done. That's not true care. And I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on in each of the houses similar to what I just spoke. Pettiness, not spiritual stature yet. So, I don't know, we've been talking, John, for how long? 1 hour and 13 minutes, and probably we spoke before this stopped. A little bit. So I'm just going to say it right now. I don't want anybody helping each other, I already said that part. But now I want you to watch your minds, and you're going to have opinions about each other, opinions, judgments, preferences, all that garbage, and watch how your mind judges people. Learn about how your mind is an illusion. And then from your mind, you put spiritual words on it, and you think that it is a truth, and that is all. The illusion, you're embedded in the illusion's way of thinking, God damn it. That's what I mean by you don't make right choices. I did this exercise of watching my mind diligently, so I know what I'm talking about. And he said, frankly speaking, everything in your mind is garbage, but you still don't hear him. If you really heard him, you would have had so much mastery over yourself by now, and you would have been a lot more containing a lot more God-conscious states rather than illusory states of mind. I wish I didn't have to speak this way. I want to say I'm sorry, but I carry his mood also. So again, please take this to heart and change. And I want this mission to succeed, but as I said before, it will only succeed through your transformations. And as you know, I'm not happy with what I see. I expect you aren't either, if you're truly honest with yourself. Pettiness. You know, and I have told Grosna so many times, Grosna, if I'm doing something wrong, bring me down. I don't want to do anything that is wrong for the people, wrong for your mission, please. Because they told me that they can bring us down with a heart attack. So if I'm doing, I want to be brought down if I'm doing something wrong. And he knows I'm serious. I'm not just spinning out dramatic words. Will you love the mission that much? Okay, so I'm going to go take a shower because I started almost sweating, and come back to my desk and work a little bit more. Okay, John?
Yes, lady.
All right. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.